Good afternoon and welcome to today's edition of In Focus. Grant Demme joined with you here with Melanie and James. How are you two doing today?
Wonderful.
We're really good.
Yeah.
And we're talking to you today. Well, I'll let you explain. You are doing something very cool. You're going across Ontario. And what are you doing? Tell us a little bit about what your project is.
Well, we are doing a free hugs walk across Ontario. We got this idea in about April. Something said, walk across the province, and we do about a week and a half, 2 weeks in each town. We camp out somewhere in a bush, and we come out every day into the town, weather permitting, and we hug people. We stand off to the side with a free hug sign, and if people want to come over and give us a hug, they can. And when did this all start? Last year?
Yeah, we started about probably a year ago now, and it started in front of a grocery store, and it just slowly got bigger and bigger. And now this is all we really want to do. All we want to do is spread love. The world needs so much love. So that's what we do. We're following our soul right now.
Where did you start? Where did this all begin?
We started north of Toronto. We've been in the GTA for a few years. So Newmarket, Ontario, around there. We've been to Guelph, Ontario. We've done this in Union Station, Toronto. So we did start in Southern Ontario, and I was born and raised in this area. So something said, go to your hometown. And we actually started in Brockville, and then we did Brockville, Marrickville, Smiths Falls, and now Perth.
Wow. And what's the reception been like? Have you gotten a lot of hugs?
Oh, amazing. Absolutely amazing. Eh? Very...
So far, we've noticed... Smith Falls was really receptive, and well, they all have been. Everybody is. If you need a hug, every single person will come up. If you need love, they just flock to you. But there's no town that's better than one I have found. So we're just kind of experimenting. We'll see where it goes. But yeah, we love what we do.
And why are you doing it? You said you're following your hearts, but why?
Why? That's a great question. Well, a couple of reasons. I know it's been a heavy couple years for humanity, and I know a lot of us were alone over the last couple years. Now things have calmed down a little. We figured this would be a great time to bring people together, love each other, hug each other. And, you know, life can be tricky. It can be challenging for people. I know I've lived alone in many apartments, and I went through, I think, over a year without a hug. And it kind of hit me a few months ago that I went, like, 2013, I didn't have a hug from anybody because I was a single bachelor working. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, no, I just want to bring hugs to the world. And so that's what kind of motivated us. Yeah.
How long are you into this journey now?
You're 1 month.
1 month. Mm-hmm. And how long do you have to go? Have you mapped it out that far? Or are you just sort of playing it by ear?
Playing it by ear. We don't really plan. We're going to go until it's too cold. And
that's it.
That's it. So, yeah, we...
And how do you fund all of this? Like, how are you getting by?
Those are great questions. And faith in, you can call it God or the universe. We have people come up to us and say, we love what you're doing. Here's some gift cards. We've had a couple cash donations. We stop in at the table here in Perth for a meal, the odd food bank. And we've been pretty well supported.
Yeah, there's nothing we haven't had. We're very humble people, so... All it takes is sometimes we eat a few bananas a day, but then something magical happens and we end up having like a gift card given to us. And then you're eating like a really nice dinner that night, but we're super humble. So we're grateful for all of it, every little bit of it. So that's it.
So you obviously are logging a lot of kilometers a day. Like how much are you walking or how much are you sort of posting up and staying like downtown or something?
Well, so the walking happens when we're between towns.
Yeah.
If we walk or hitchhike, like it took us 2 days to walk from Smiths Falls to Perth. And we actually had a friend from a long time ago see us and pick us up. And it was just perfect because it just happened to rain. And she was just, oh my God, James, how are you? So we do a lot of walking when we're between towns. And when we're in the town, we just go up and down the main drag, the main street, stand off to the side with our sign and hug people.
And so I saw when you came in today, you have a massive backpack. What's in there? That's
one
sort of
two.
Your, yeah, that's your.
Well, today is laundry day. So we had to come out of the bush with our laundry and we're going to the laundromat to do some laundry. Otherwise, our backpacks, we have two. They're 60-liter hiking backpacks, and normally they're filled with gear. So when we're walking between towns, it's we got to take a break every 20 minutes. You got to rest for 10 minutes. You do 20 minutes, take a rest, because it's a lot. You put all your pots, your pans, your tent, your supplies. It's a lot, but we're strong. We're pretty strong.
Do you have like athletic backgrounds? Like, I imagine you have to be pretty fit to be able to do this.
Yeah, I was born and raised in the countryside, so I was always biking, swimming. I biked to all my jobs. Melanie's the same. You were small town living too, and we were
a lot of yoga, meditation, stay centered. You can do anything.
Yeah.
And so you said you're sort of just going by ear. You don't really have an end time or destination until it gets cold, as you said.
Yeah.
This will be your whole summer.
The whole summer. We could end up in Windsor next week. We have no idea. You know, we're in Perth now for at least another week. And then maybe we go to Trenton Belleville. Maybe we go to Carlton Place. We don't even plan.
It's really exciting.
It's exciting. And we just want to cover as much ground as we can and hug as many people as we can.
That's it.
And we want to do this every year now. Like next summer, we want to walk through Canada. So maybe we have an RV next year or a camping van, and we can drive across the country and do this because we're just getting started.
And is there a message you want to spread throughout this whole journey of yours?
Just love.
Love.
That's it. Just love.
Can people follow you along? Do you have social media? What do you got?
Yes. So I run the Facebook page. It's called, and you can follow us on Facebook, Follow Our Journey. Free Hugs Walk Across Ontario. Again, that's Free Hugs Walk Across Ontario on Facebook. And then
our Instagram page is New Earth Free Hugs.
With a Z.
And with a Z on the end is New Earth Free Hugs, H-U-G-Z.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Is there anything else you feel like we should mention? Anything you want to say to their listeners? Because I'm sure some people have seen you in town and maybe really appreciated it.
Yeah. I'd like to say that we also accept high fives, thumbs up, smiles, air hug. Because not everyone wants a hug, and that's totally cool because I've been there before too in my life. Not everyone wants one. So just a smile, and we love you. We love you. We love humanity. We love people so much. And if you see us around and you want to come give us a hug, come give us a hug.
We're here for you.
We love you.
Perfect. Well, I wish you guys luck wherever you're off to next. And thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having us, brother. Thank you, Perth.
Well, that'll do it for today's edition of In Focus. I'm Grant Demme. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later.